Hello, family. My name is John Manatic. I want to thank the committee for asking me to share. Some reason I had deep down inside that I was supposed to share today, and I thought they were going to ask me earlier this week, and they didn't. And then I got a phone call this morning. And I think that's God working in my life. I've been going through some things, just like we all do in recovery. But I don't use over it. let me stop. Let's have a moment of silence, and I'm going to just ask I can get out of the way and thank you. Topic is who's an addict? Am I an addict? I was just gonna come up here and tell you, yeah, I'm an addict, and I thought that would be good enough. But I guess I wouldn't be in this program if I wasn't an addict. I think that was like the first honest thing I pretty much said whenever I got clean, that I was an addict, I need help. That admission freed me up. Because for so many years, I was living a lie. I didn't want to face myself. I didn't want to face any consequences. I was just stuck. And, that admission, that first admission that I'm an addict and I need help, that's whenever I was able to, actually see it for what it was and, try to do something about it. Even today, like my addiction, it can progress in all types of different ways. I'm the type of person, just like everyone else probably here, that I like to do things to the extreme. It's either I'm doing it to the extreme or I'm not doing it at all. I'm slowly, trying to find like a balance in between, because I can tell, in certain areas of my life, it's making some things unhealthy. For example, I really do suffer with some laziness at times, and it's real easy for me just to turn over and catch a couple hours of catch a few extra hours of sleep whenever I should be getting up and facing life. And that's just something small, but, it definitely has a impact in my life. Because, like, whenever I'm just turning over and not facing life, it's reflecting on who I am. I'm telling myself I'm not worth it today. And I know I'm worth it. So, like, stuff like that is something, that I know, it causes my life some unmanageability and some chaos. And I just try to learn from my mistakes. And that's the wonderful thing with this program. I can learn lessons here and make mistakes. And, the main thing is that I don't use over anything. Because it's real easy for me to lie to myself and lie to everybody else that everything's cool, everything's, peachy, I got everything straight, and deep down inside, everything's falling apart. And that's my addictive personality or my addictive patterns that, I picked up. You know, reaching out for that help, you know, that's something, you know, I have to do on a daily basis. You know, letting people know where I'm at. It's hard. You know, it puts me in a humbling position. It puts me in a place where I don't want to be. But it puts me in a place that I need to be. You know, I've been going through some stuff, man, and, like, today, like, I'm so blessed, you know, to be where I'm at. You know, I can't even explain, like, I'm just so grateful that I stay in the process. And I'm not saying that, like, everything's going to go to my plan, because it never does. No matter how much I try to self-will it. But I'm definitely grateful for where I'm at and the people in my life today and the process of recovery. Because I know it's my process. I don't know. I was talking about the laziness and stuff like that, and I don't know, it was probably about close to a year ago. Maybe 6 months ago, actually. I just didn't want to face life. I didn't want to face myself. I didn't want to face anybody in this program. I just wanted to hide from everyone and everything. You know, and I felt that feeling of hopelessness again, of worthlessness. You know, because I was just so stuck in my disease. I just wasn't willing to reach out and let anybody know where I was at. And it was real easy for me to do that because I was in a town that only doesn't have any meetings. The closest meeting is about 30 miles away. So it was real easy for me just to stay stuck, you know, and you know, I stayed stuck. You know, I expected other people to call me on my stuff. You know, and I know today, you know, people aren't mind readers. It's up to me to do what I need to do for my recovery. I can't expect anybody to work a step for me. I can't expect anybody to help me get out of my slump. I need to, you know, follow through with the actions. So yeah, I was really depressed, really down, really. I wasn't feeling it at all. Suicide was looking like a good option for me. And I haven't had that feeling since, you know, whenever I was using. I feel in the desperation, like, I remember, you know, waking up every morning, like, wishing that I would die. My act of addiction. And that's where the disease takes me if I let it. If I let it. So, yeah, I was pretty much, you know, just my own worst enemy. And couldn't find a job, wasn't really trying to find a job. Was pushing off every responsibility. The only thing that I was doing was being a part of area service. And that's the only thing I think that kept me clean at that time, because I had a responsibility for NA. And I knew that people count on me to be there every month to do something. And, you know, it kept me clean. And plus, you know, just run that tape back. And, you know, deep down inside, I knew that, you know, using or anything wasn't the answer. You know, but it felt real good. Felt like a good alternative. You know, in the process, I was trying to help everyone else out but myself. I wanted to look at everybody else's problems but mine. You know, because that's what we do. I ended up getting kicked out of my house, and it was actually a blessing in disguise. I still hold a resentment towards the person, which I need to address, because I'm truly looking at it today as a blessing. Because if that didn't happen, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. And I know, just like the Just for the Day says, God doesn't close one door without opening another. And you know, he opened a few doors, you know, and I just had to keep on doing what I needed to do one day at a time and trust in the process. I had to humble myself. I had to humble myself more than I had to humble myself in years. I had to go to a homeless shelter. No job. The only thing I had going for me was a car. And, you know, it definitely put me back to where I needed to be. You know, I felt very vulnerable. I felt very afraid. I didn't know what to do. But I knew that that's where I needed to be. People were opening their houses to me. But I knew that I needed to be right there and deal with what I pretty much caused in my own life. So, you know, I mean, having just celebrated 6 years clean and being in a homeless shelter, I was all up in my head. I was like, is this really where I'm supposed to be? Like, what am I doing myself? You know, but I stayed connected with people in the program because I knew that's what I needed. I needed positive people in my life to just keep me going, you know, and pretty much just, I just had to keep on doing the footwork. I had to keep on keeping on, you know, because nobody was going to, I don't know. No one's going to do the footwork for me. And, you know, I have a felony, you know, and, you know, I just got that feeling like no one's going to hire me. You know, no one's going to take a chance for me. You know, and things opened up. At one time, I had like three jobs working at two restaurants or a restaurant and two pizza places, you know, and yeah, it was a humble experience, you know, and I'm grateful for that opportunity, you know, but I had to do what I had to do. I don't know, like, am I an addict? I guess that's something we have to ask ourselves. You know, and I know without a shadow of a doubt I'm an addict. That pain that surrounded my life for years and, you know, everything, I don't know, I just, I know I earned my seat. Somebody told me, you know, your bottom's whenever you're done digging, you know, and, you know, there's things that I never did. Like, I never shot heroin. I never did meth. You know, but I smoked a load full of crack. Did coke till I couldn't do any more. You know, but, like, whenever I got in here, I wanted to look at the differences. I wanted to look at every reason why I shouldn't be in here. And, you know, I was just pushing me away. It was real easy for me, you know, to find reasons why I shouldn't be here. There was only one reason why I should be here, because I'm an addict. So, I mean, this program has truly saved my life. I got something from Who is an Addict? We acquire strange habits and mannerisms. We forget how it works, how to work. We forget how to play. We forget how to express ourselves and how to show concern for others. We forget how to feel. You know, I know I never want to go back to that. And just for the day, I don't. I don't know, like, there's been so many people that went through my life, you know, through this process. And I truly have to look at this today as a gift. And not take it for granted. Because just like a couple of speakers spoke on, like, people die every day from this disease. I can't say that I'm, you know, the best recovering ag, working steps every day and everything else. I try to work a program in my life. I try to live with principles. I try to do the next right thing. Does it always get me where I need to be? No. But it's about, you know, just doing the right things and not expecting anything in return. I can blame people all my life, you know, for my mistakes, but it wasn't until, you know, I owned what I was causing in my life that I truly was able to free myself. There's so many things, you know, that I can and go off on, like with just addictive ways, and because, you know, the drugs are only part of the symptom. It's my thinking and my attitude and everything else that, you know, that came in here with me, you know, in recovery. And, you know, still today, I need to fight it off. The 12 steps, the literature, you guys are my medicine, meetings. I need this program on a daily basis because I use it on a daily basis. From being an addict that never thought that I would have, never even want to be clean, to, you know, being asked to share, you know, it just blows my mind away. You know, because, like, whenever I first got clean, I set limitations on myself. I said, you know, I'm never going to share at a meeting. I'm never going to, you know, read a reading. I'm never going to chair a meeting. I'm never going to share. I'm never going to do this, that, you know, the other. And guess what? I was short-circuiting my own recovery. You know, it's an inside job, you know, and I had to take the action. You know, there's so many times, you know, that it's real easy for me just to do things the easy way. And the easy way is not always the best way. You know, like whenever a newcomer is new and I don't know him, and my friends are over here and he's over here by himself, what am I doing? How am I acting? Am I open my arms to that person? You know, that's something that I need to look at. Because it's not all about me today. If I'm still in this program, I think it's all about me. I lost something. I do know, you know, everyone in here is equal to recover at their own pace. And I can't take anybody's process away from them. You know, sometimes I see people, and even myself, I'm dealing with, you know, stuff that somebody else is dealing with, and they're trying to give me suggestions, they're trying to help me out, but I'm just not willing to surrender. I'm not willing to change. My mind's closed. Because I already know the answers. You know, that's stuff in the steps, man. It's just reapplying the third step, you know, get out of my own way. man, like, I beat myself up so many times because I tried to control something that really I should have just let it go in the first place and life would have been so much easier. But I had this grandiose idea on, you know, my way. I don't know, this one time, I was just reminded today, I wanted to get this tattoo before I went to Job Corps, whenever I had like 2 years clean, and I really wanted to get this tattoo, and went to the friend's house, I was walking down the street, and like all these signs were saying, don't enter, stop, yield, proceed with caution. I was like, oh, that ain't nothing, you know, I'm going to get this tattoo. So we get to this house, and they're not, like, really feeling the tattoo. They're like, I was like, I'm getting this tattoo. So we go to Walmart, cash my check. They can't cash it because it can't run through. I was like, okay. Put me back in a humble position. But I am going to get a tattoo in a few weeks. So, God willing. You know, this program has truly given me a life that I could never imagine having. It's given me friends that I couldn't ever find out there. A church, what have you. Now, true people who care about me and my well-being. You know, they don't want anything. And I'm one of those people, you know. I'm about friendship today. I'm not about, you know, how much money do you have. You know, I'm about, you know, change. I'm trying to, you know, help the next person out. I got something else real fast. We agree that there is nothing shameful about being an addict, provided we accept our dilemma honestly and take positive action. That stuck out to me, you know, because, you know, it is all about action. It's about, you know, recognizing, you know, my faults, my liabilities, you know, and owning it and doing something about it. You know, it's real easy for me to stand up here and say, yeah, these are my problems, I need to work on them. You know, it's about action. How am I truly living it outside of here? Like, what am I doing with my life? My call and response is back, and my sponsor, and, you know, my working steps myself. You know, I'll be honest with you, like, I've been slacking, you know, and being asked to share, this definitely freed me up. Because it puts me back to the spot that I know that I need to keep on working. I know there's a lot more growth to be done. You know, I just have to get out of my own way sometimes and just follow what has worked for so many other people. I don't know, like, I wouldn't be anywhere if it wasn't for my higher power. I choose to call God. He definitely saved me from myself. I walked off 7 years probation, like, just got off last winter. And, yeah, I felt like using. Definitely felt like using. But I didn't. I went to the meeting, I shared about it, told people about it. Talk to my sponsor, surround myself with good people. You know? I gotta guard my recovery like it's my life. I mean, truly it is. I mean, it's life or death. I was pretty much sick of dying out there. I don't know. I just, I owe NA a lifetime of gratitude, service. I can never repay NA. Am I an addict? Yeah, I think so. Am I willing to do something about it? Yeah. But I'll be honest with you, sometimes it's not until the pain gets great enough that I'm willing to change. I'm trying to get better with that, though. You know, find some balance. You know, recognize the problem before it becomes a disaster. What keeps me coming back is just, you know, seeing, you know, the desperation of the newcomers and knowing that I was there once. And just trusting the process. If you saw a picture of me 5 years ago and you see me now, that person you wouldn't even recognize. Sometimes I gotta check myself and ask myself, is this really me? Like, but it is me, you know. I just clouded my life with the drugs, and I became this person that I wasn't. It was real easy for me just to go with the flow and just, I don't know, just pretty much not stand for anything. Today it feels good, you know, to have some purpose, to have a life, you know, to be able to get up in the morning and not think about, you know, who do I have to rip off, who do I have to cheat, who do I have to manipulate to get my next one. It's more like who can I help? What can I do for NA? What can I do for myself to get out of myself? Do I do that every morning? No. You know, but it's about, you know, staying in the process. I don't know if anybody's doubtful about being an addict, there's an IP who's an addict. I'd suggest read that. If you have to ask yourself if you're an addict, probably you're not an addict. Because I don't think anybody's really... I'm not asking myself, am I a cross-dresser? Because I'm not a cross-dresser. So... but I just have to embrace this program and just try to do my part, you know, and realize, you know, everything's not about me. You know, I'm a part of my life, you know, that, you know, I'm working with juvenile teens, like a rehabilitation center, and the feeling like is just overwhelming. Like, I couldn't have a better job. I couldn't ask for a better job. You know, it's exactly where, you know, I wanted to be. I just had to trust in the process. I'm not saying like things aren't gonna, you know, change or anything like that, but you know, I'm just thankful, you know, that I stayed. You know, I keep on coming back one day at a time. And that's what it's about, you know, coming back one day at a time. I can't get caught up in, like, thinking that, you know, I'm a big shot because I got a little time. And it's not all about that. It's about living it one day at a time, showing action, showing growth, showing change. But yeah, again, thanks, Michelle and Damien, asking me to share. And that's all I got. Thanks for letting me share.